Oh, what's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled "The Trump Assassinator is Omar Mateen 2.0. Now, as you guys know, I made videos about Omar Mateen several years ago, aka the Orlando shooter, who I personally know. His father was an FBI agent, and you know, all of a sudden his son, who spoke perfect English, was born in America, as American as apple pie, who hated Islam. He shoots up a nightclub because apparently Allah told him so. And if you guys remember, man, they said all these things about Omar Mateen, you know, how his friends would describe him as this and that. But here's the thing, dudes. They never, ever interviewed any of us who've known Omar Mateen since the 80s. I've known Omar Mateen since 86, 87, you know, for 30 years. In fact, we went to the same high school, Martin County High School. And again, he was born in America. He was American as apple pie. He hated Islam, but yet he becomes the biggest terrorist on American soil because Allah told him so, right? So this is just another scam perpetrated by the Jews. That's just what it is, dudes. This whole Trump assassination, dude, they're doing the what they're doing with this Trump assassination guy, guys, is that they're literally copy paste. They're copying what they did with Omar Mateen, and they are pasting it with this white guy. Now, the only difference between this and what they did with Islam is that they're going after white people. That's the only difference between this and what they did with Muslims for 15 plus years since 9/11 until Trump got elected, okay? So everything they did with the Muslims, they're copying it and they're pasting it onto white people. Now, this is where the Jews fucked up, okay? Every Muslim I know knows that Omar Mateen did not commit that act of terrorism. They all know that Omar Mateen is alive and well, living the high life, and that his family is hella richer up because, you know, they're FBI assets, CIA assets, okay? Now, other than me, nobody in the Muslim community has come out and said, hey, wait a minute, okay? And this is why the Palestinians are being destroyed, okay? What's happening in Palestine is divine humiliation, okay? Say what you want about me, guys. Say I'm a guy who sleeps around with prostitutes, with hoes, with 304s. Say what you will. At the end of the day, lu'ayat kalimat Allah. It is the raising of the word of God that I am doing, okay? All these other Muslims, with the exception of Sheikh Imran Hussein, they're not doing that. They're all trying to sell you something. Now you got fucking Mufti Mink, who sat down with a hardcore Zionist who's more than happy to murder innocent Palestinians, and he was like, oh, I didn't know he was a hardcore Zionist. Really, dude? If fucking the average person on the internet who spent 5 minutes researching the dude found out he was a hardcore Zionist, are you telling me that you, Mufti Mink, didn't know that? Come on, dude, we ain't that dumb. So, the average Muslim today, they're selling you fucking dating courses. You know, halal dating, halal app. What the fuck is a halal app, dude? Somebody tell me what's the difference between Mender and Tinder. You know, Mender is, you know, the Muslim version of Tinder, apparently. What the fuck is the difference between that and fucking Tinder, dudes? I mean, are the women there gonna be higher quality? Are you guys really thinking that there are good virtuous Muslim women who's just sitting at home reading the Quran on fucking Mender and other halal dating apps? No, of course not. But that's what these guys are doing, dudes. They're just making money off of you. See, at the end of the day, you guys need to understand this, okay? The Prophet Muhammad praised white people. Let me say that one more time. The Prophet Muhammad praised white people, okay? White people are the Romans, okay? You have to understand, during the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad, you had Romans, which are white people, you had Arabs, which are Muslims, and you had the Jews, okay? Flash forward to today, same thing. The only difference is that you got fucking niggers in the mix, okay? And we're gonna make a video about that later on. So, the Prophet Muhammad praised the Roman people, aka the white people, saying that they don't take kindly to oppression. They stand up for justice and they always regroup to get their shit together. Look it up, guys. Go on Google, type in Prophet Muhammad praising the Romans. He praised them on four qualities. Again, those qualities was they don't take to tyranny easily. They stand up to oppression. They always get their shit together. And they just don't give up, you know, which is what white people are. So what's happening nowadays is that white people are saying, wait a minute, this doesn't make no sense. But the Ummah of Muhammad for 15 plus fucking years, you guys were not saying anything at all. This is why you guys are getting destroyed in Palestine. This is why the Ummah of Muhammad is a laughing stock and punching bag of the world, okay? Now, white people, on the other hand, they're beginning to wake up. Unfortunately, they woke up about 10 years later than I did. Now, as you guys know, I woke up to this whole CIA, Hollywood, Mossad, train bullshit when I realized that some of the work I was doing out in Hollywood back in 2006, 2007 as fucking ISIS terrorist actually was showing up as legit news, okay? I've seen some of the people I've known in Hollywood show up on CNN and I'm like, oh, can't believe they're doing that shit. So that's why when COVID, aka Scamarona, came around, I was telling you guys in the first couple of weeks of Scamarona, I was telling you, man, that this is fucking CIA, Mossad, Jew plot, okay? Because I woke up 2012. That's when I woke up to the fact that the Jews are doing false flag operations. White people finally started to wake up after COVID, like 2 years ago, which is great. However, you're kind of a little bit too late now to stop this train of madness. Now, Donald Trump, guys, I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. He's the ultimate con man. Even Imran Hussein made a video calling Donald Trump the ultimate con man. And he did that video before the assassination plot, okay? Right now, guys, Trump is being hailed as a savior. He's being hailed as a people's choice. There are people out there who are saying, well, you know what? I wasn't going to vote, but I'm just going to vote Trump just as my FU to lefty liberals. Guys, Donald Trump is the ultimate con man, dudes. He's the one who's responsible for inflation. He's the one who's responsible for red flag laws, which take away your gun rights. He's the one who's responsible for the Scamarona vaccines and lockdowns. And yet, you guys still think that he's fucking Jesus Hitler, right? So, no. This whole Trump assassination thing, guys, it was a false flag operation to raise Donald Trump into a level of pretty much God on earth. And again, at the end of the day, like TFM said, Trump is gonna have you all go into the Middle East and defend Israel. At the end of the day, Trump is a hardcore Zionist. At the end of the day, he's going to galvanize the nation. He's going to be like, all right, guys, let's go save our ally Israel from the big, bad, ugly Arabs. And that's what he's going to do, okay? Now, the problem here is the Jews are underestimating the fact that even if Trump does win, you're not going to have the average dipshit normie be like, all right, man, now Trump is the commander-in-chief, dog, I'm gonna go fucking kill Arabs. No, that's not coming back. Mm-mm. The sentiment the American people had for 9/11, no, not coming back. So if anything, this time around, it's gonna be the Jews who are gonna get exterminated, okay? By that time, you guys are gonna find out that Trump is the ultimate con man. Now, as you guys know, I'm running for president. Go on FEC.gov. type in Amr Mitwali. You can write, I'm a write-in candidate. Am I gonna win? Hell no, I ain't. But you know what? If you guys want the ultimate fuck you to the Jews, vote Mitwali. Yes, if you vote for me as a write-in candidate, it will count. And yes, I'm a natural-born American citizen, even though I was born in Egypt. Same thing with McCain. Same thing with fucking Ted Cruz. Same thing with Obama, assuming he was born overseas. Guys, if your parents are American citizens and you happen to be born overseas, you're a natural-born American citizen. And the fact that Trump for like 10 years was saying, oh, Obama ain't an American, show us your birth certificate, when his mama was a fucking American citizen. Dude, if this isn't the ultimate con man right there, I don't know who is, dudes. I mean, even Andrew Tate isn't that good of a con man as Trump. And you guys are falling for it. Hook, line, and sinker. At the end of the day, guys, Trump is going to try to galvanize the nation. He's going to try to have you all go fight in the Middle East, kill the Muslims, because we have to save God's chosen people. TFM called it. I'm calling it right now, guys, okay? And the second thing you guys need to understand, because a lot of people out there are saying, this doesn't make any sense. Here's the thing you guys need to understand. Islam tells us, Qaidat al-Shaitan da'if, okay? Satan's game plan is weak, okay? I don't know if you guys know this or not, but Satan knows that God is supreme. Satan knows that you cannot beat God. Do you want to know who doesn't know that? George Soros, Susan Wojcicki, the hardcore Zionist, and their Zionist minion like Biden and Trump, okay? These people don't know that God is supreme and thus he is unbeatable, okay? Satan knows it. But at the end of the day, you guys need to understand, Satan hates us. He hates us because he views us as ugly, weak, pathetic, inferior, and to a certain degree, he is right, you know? So Satan knows that you can't beat God. Now, Satan said to God, with the exception of your staunchest supporters like Imran Hussein and me, I'm going to take everybody to hell down with me. And God said, game on. You guys need to understand, Satan was created out of scorching fire. So when God sentences Satan to hell, he's going to be right back at home. Us humans, on the other hand, let me tell you something, guys. I'm working on a fucking food truck. It gets up to 110 degrees in here. Okay, see that air condition behind me up there, dudes? Okay? Guys, if it wasn't for that AC, I wouldn't be doing this job, okay? So, if I can't stand being in a 110 degree kitchen, do you guys think you're gonna stand being in 9,000 degree fucking Jahannam, aka Hellfire? Hell no, you can't, but Satan probably can. You guys saw that episode of Futurama when Bender and Fry got sentenced to hell, robot hell, and you know, robot devil was playing the violin there, having a merry old time. Yeah, that's probably gonna be how Satan is, you know. But you guys are gonna hate Jahannam. I'm telling you that right now, dudes. Trust and believe, anybody watching this video, if you guys were working in this kitchen, 110 degree heat, you'd be like, fuck this job, okay, guys? So imagine being in 9,000 degree heat for eternity, okay? Just imagine that. So at the end of the day, guys, I want you to understand this really good. Trump is the ultimate con man. He's gonna fuck you over by sending you all to die for the Zionist state fictitiously known as Israel, okay? The reason why they're killing off Ukrainian men, it's because when the Jews finally go back to Ukraine, they don't want competition, okay? So, same thing here in America. You guys need to understand, every dead American is one less goy the Jews have to kill. Let me say that one more time so low IQ people like Coach Bitchpill and Yogi Obes can understand. Every dead goy in America is one less goy the Jews have to kill. So if that means they're gonna draft all your asses, send you over to Palestine or the Middle East and drop a bomb on you there, they'll do it, dudes. They will do it, okay? And Trump is gonna be that dude. Trust and believe, guys, when Trump gets into office, he'll be instituting a draft, okay? I'm telling you that right now. If Trump gets into office, he's gonna institute a draft, okay? You know, once I saw that fake Hollywood blood on Trump the other day, that's when I knew he's 100% in on it, okay? I was like, maybe Trump is playing 4D chess with the Jews, you know? Maybe he has some sort of grand master plan at the end where he's gonna be like, aha, I fooled you. But no, Trump is 100% in on it. I was thinking he was 99% on it, and I gave him like a 1% chance that he might, you know, be playing 4D chess, but now it's 100% certain that he is 100% in on it with the Jews, okay, guys? So, trust and believe, once he becomes president, within a couple of months, he will be instituting a draft so you all can go die for the Zionist state fictitiously known as America. That's what's going to start World War III. That's what's going to start the Civil War. And in that case, guys, Islam tells us the Jews are going to be exterminated. Now, when Islam says something is going to happen, it's going to happen. Islam said men will be like women and women are going to be like men. Today you have boss bitches and today you have, you know, drizzle dudes, okay? Men are like women, women are like men. Just like Islam said, that's going to happen. The Jews are going to be exterminated, whether we like it or not, whether they like it or not. So I'm letting you guys know now, when it comes time to exterminate the Jews, leave me the fuck alone. Leave Halsey alone. Leave Martin Goldberg alone. By the way, Martin Goldberg really did a very good video on the Trump assassination dude, whose name, one of his three names happens to be Crook. You know, if that's not the CIA telling you to your face, if that, you know, here's the thing you guys need to understand. Satan is running everything at this point, okay? These people, these Zionists and their minions, these are Dajjal's warrior, okay? The Dajjal is a false, is the Antichrist, false Messiah for you Muslims, or the Meshuggah, as I call him for the Jews, you know, the crazy person. At the end of the day, the Antichrist is nothing more than a puppet run by Satan himself, okay? So when Satan, aka, so when the Antichrist or the Dajjal comes into this world. Oh yeah, prayer time, so. Okay, it's off. So, when Dajjal comes into this world, the Jews are going to believe him and they're going to follow him, not knowing that it's Satan pulling the ultimate prank on them. And in the last second, Satan's going to be like, bye, bitch. And that's when we're going to exterminate them. It's going to happen, dudes. So again, leave me the fuck alone. Leave Halsey alone. Leave Martin Goldberg alone. You know, leave Shlomo, who owns a corner deli, minds his own goddamn business alone. Now, when it comes to Coach Bitch Bill, well, I don't know. I don't know. Are we going to have tranny faggots when Jesus comes back? I don't know. I guess that's a wait and see question. But at the end of the day, guys, Trump is conning you dudes. It's 100%. It's not even 99% anymore. It's 100%. If you guys do research, if you guys spend 20 minutes doing research about Omar Mateen, you're gonna find out that the exact same script they used with Omar Mateen, they used with this assassination dude. You know, Omar Mateen died in a shootout. This guy died in a shootout. Omar Mateen apparently was some sort of troublemaker slash, you know, inept bullet kid. So is this Trump assassination, dude? Again, it's literally the same goddamn script they used on Omar Mateen. All they did was change from fucking Muslim to right wing. Literally, it's a name change. Literally, they changed the name from Omar Mateen to whatever this loser's name is. But at the end of the day, and by the way, this guy was in a BlackRock commercial. Guys, this is Satan telling you in no uncertain terms, I'm fucking conning you. Again, guys, you need to understand. Kadit al-Shaitan da'if. Satan's game plan is weak. So Satan is letting you know in no uncertain terms, hey man, I'm running the show, and if you're this dumb to follow me, you really deserve to go to hell, you know? So at the end of the day, I want you guys to understand and understand this really good. Satan is running the show. He is purposely misleading the Jews. And you guys have to keep in mind, you know, the Jews, for 15 years, the Jews can say anything about the Muslims and they will get away with it, you know. They can say Muslims will fucking, you know, eat your heart out, you know, and you will believe it. Now, they were so confident that they can get away with anything when it came to the Muslims. They're like, well, we can do the same thing with white people. And now they're learning the hard way. Oh, shit. We're not getting away with it. You guys need to understand, the Jews are hella scared. Hella scared. Type in MGTOW in Google. You're not gonna find MGTOW TV. Only way you can find MGTOW TV in Google is if you type in MGTOW TV. If you don't, you're not gonna find MGTOW TV. You know? They're scared, dudes. The Jews are hella scared. And you know, this is quite frankly why I can pretty much do what I want and not have to worry about any retaliation, because if they come after me, hey, that's gonna be proof. That's all the proof you guys need that, oh shit, Omar was right. They're trying to silence him and shit like that, you know? So, at the end of the day, guys, you're being conned. At the end of the day, the same script they used on Muslims, which, oh, by the way, if you guys haven't realized that 9/11 is a fucking false flag operation that has nothing to do with fucking Bin Laden, I don't know what to tell you at this point, dudes. I really don't. I mean, the only thing I can tell you is, you know, go wear a MAGA hat and take vaccines, even though, you know, you're all supposed to be anti-vax. But Trump was the guy who ushered in, you know, Operation Warp Speed, if you guys remember, right? So, at the end of the day, guys, I just want you all to understand that, yeah, things are only gonna get worse. Trump ain't gonna make anything better. He's gonna draft you all. He's gonna send you to die for the Jews, okay? That's gonna be why the Jews are gonna be exterminated. I see it so clearly now. I was always wondering, okay, God, you said the Jews are gonna be exterminated to the point where a tree is gonna talk and say, yo, faithful of God, there's a Jew hiding behind me, come execute him. Of course, trees are not gonna talk, but this is hyperbole for just how glorious the extermination of the Jews are gonna be. Now I see it. Now I see it. It's clear as daylight. When Trump becomes president and he says, all right, young American men, white men in particular, let's go die for the God's chosen people. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. And don't be surprised if this assassination dude was to usher in more anti-gun laws, by the way. So, yeah. Yeah, guys. If any of you guys want the ultimate fuck you to the establishment, or if any of you guys, you know, want to have a throwaway vote, or you don't plan on voting because there ain't no candidate out there you like, just write in Omar Mitwal. And again, I'm a legit write-in candidate. Alright guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.